So one of the next issues in keeping your consultations under 10 minutes. How do you work? Before a patient walks in the room, review their file for 30 seconds. Main issues are they a private patient? Are they a regular patient? Do they live nearby in the same suburb? And what is my plan for today, especially with ongoing issues? If you can't work out what needs to be done in 30 seconds, your previous consultations are too complex. I'll say that one again because it's very important. If you can't work out what needs to be done in 30 seconds, your previous consultations are too complicated. Check the test results, if there are test results there, and know the results. If you're bumbling around looking at test results, people get time to ask you more questions, and the more questions you get asked, the longer your consultations get, and the more frustrated patients will be if they don't have their issues all answered. There's only so much you can do. All you can do is all you can do, and that's all you can do. Don't get caught trying to have lots of balls in the air, juggling lots of issues, doing too much. When you make a mistake, no one's going to thank you for it. Now, when a patient arrives and they enter your room, make eye contact, say their name, and smile. Be friendly and smile a lot. It's very important. It's easier to keep long-term patients happy than to make new patients happy. Remember, you have constraints on your consultations, you're following rules. You're not deliberately setting out to make anyone's life difficult. You need to have a viable financial income to allow you to survive. Your business needs to have a viable financial income to make it survive. And Medicare needs to cut its costs to make the country survive. Whatever you do, don't feel guilty and don't get annoyed. Remember, you are the professional. You do what needs to be done, and that's what you do. Now, when the patient leaves, debrief. Where did I go wrong? And how can I change it next time? You got 15 seconds. Write the answer down. It can be difficult to tell the patient or tell people the rules. So I think often what works really well is to have a large sign in front of you. And I mean a large sign. And if there are any issues with consultations potentially getting complicated, point to the sign and say, in this surgery, we bulk bill single issues or problems per consultation. Other issues or problems, there's a fee involved. If you're really finding you can't cope with trying to keep people to one problem, one issue I've toyed with is giving people a pencil and a paper, some paper before they walk into your consultation to write their problem down. So when they walk into your room, they have written down what their problem for the day will be. Now, if patients say, oh, that's all right, I will pay for the consultation, well then, that's not good enough. You need to send them out the front and pay for the consultation first, not afterwards. What invariably happens is the patients then walk to the front and start arguing with the reception staff. Oh, I didn't spend that long. Oh, that can't be that much. That's ridiculous having to pay $75 when you only saw me for an extra minute. Oh, I shouldn't be expected to pay that. The easy way out of that is the easy way out of that. When the patient elects to pay extra, you send them to the front and you make them pay extra before you spend the time. Most patients at that point suddenly think, oh, well, let's just do the bulk bill consultation. I'll come back for the rest of it another time.